Thanks again for joining me here at the Bookstore Blog. Thanks for subscribing. And as we continue to go through books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore, so many versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Specht. This is a revised and enlarged edition, 20th century English versions of the Bible. These are things that you will not be taught at your local denominational non-denominational place, right? So at this, on page 175, this dynamic equivalent of the 4% of the minority text, okay? Do you guys understand that? Okay, the King James Bible is 96% of the majority text. The new translations are only 4% of the minority text, okay? Why people fell for the minority and not the majority is definitely, and I don't give him any favor, but definitely the devil's work with the children of wrath, right? Because that's what you are when you're not saved. You are a child of wrath, and you are the devil's little child, okay? He's your father, not God, okay? And your God is your belly, okay? They're all about, you know, what they can feed their congregation, what kind of parties they can have, what kind of harvest they can have, right? So, we as King James Bible believers believe the 96%, the majority text. So, it says here on page 175, to make it more intelligible to the common man, expressions are modernized wherever practical. So Caesar becomes the emperor or Roman emperor. Centurion is given as army officer. Roman officer, captain in Roman army, officer in the Roman army, or simply commander or officer. Publicans are tax collectors. Not a flattering comparison for modern collectors of internal revenue. The captain of the temple is the officer in charge of the temple guards. The Sanhedrin is the council. And let me tell you something about the word Sanhedrin. That is not in your Bible. Sanhedrin is not a biblical word, okay? But there's all kinds of historic information about the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is the council defined in the word list in the back of the New Testament as the supreme religious court of the Jews. But the authority of that body went beyond religious matters and included legislative as well as judicial powers. The modern equivalents are given for expressions of time, distances, capacity, and money. Monetary equivalents are especially difficult, and often only a rough approximation is attempted, as in the parable of the unforgiving servant who owed millions of dollars but would not be patient with a fellow who owed him a few dollars. In the story Jesus told Simon the Pharisee about two debtors, the third edition of the TEV reads, one owed $500 and the other $50. In the fourth edition, this has been changed to one owed him 500 silver coins and the other 50. Similarity in what is usually designated the parable of the talents, one servant, according to the third edition, received $5,000, another $2,000, and a third $1,000. The fourth edition, however, reads, to one he gave 5,000 silver coins, to another he gave 2,000, and to another he gave 1,000. So which is it? See, this is what you get with the minority text, okay? Especially a diequivalent of 4% of nothing. Wherever practical, the GNB avoids the use of technical religious terms of the standard versions. Antichrist, for example, why would you not use Antichrist? Is given as the enemy of Christ, which could be anybody. Antichrist is specific. Enemy of Christ can be anyone. How about that? Bishops are church leaders. So again, we're not specific. Deacons are church helpers. Again, not specific. Race is translated as you good for nothing. Or I'm sorry, Raka is translated as you good for nothing. And Mamma as money. Mammon is money. How about that? It's incredible. Where such modernizations do not seem feasible, The old terms are retained and briefly explained in the word list at the back of the New Testament. The translator has also sought to clothe the great gospel ideas of the New Testament in words the common man, unused to theological language, can understand and appreciate. Thus, repent of the standard versions usually becomes turn away from your sins. Okay, we're going to stop there. Repentance is not a turning away. And look it up for yourself, study it out for yourself. More next time.